AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The world is reacting to reports that President Trump approved military strikes against Iran, then abruptly called them off. This would have been payback for Iran's shootdown of a U.S. surveillance drone. The Europeans say they are worried. And just a few minutes ago, former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta told the Today Show that what the president is doing is risky.
If you're going to make a strike, at least in my experience, you ought to proceed with the strike as opposed to suddenly having your planes in the air and having to pull them back, because that could result in even greater miscalculation.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani on what we know about what happened.
A U.S. official says the Pentagon was preparing for striking Iran with targets including radars and missile batteries, but the preparations were abruptly called off. It's unclear just how far along they were, but no shots were fired nor missiles launched. The New York Times reports President Trump had approved the strikes before pulling back.
Many airline passengers around the world will be affected by all of this.
The Federal Aviation Administration is banning all American registered aircraft from flying over Iranian administered airspace in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. While the region is crucial to global air travel, the FAA warns there's potential for miscalculation or misidentification there after an Iranian surface-to-air missile took down a U.S. drone yesterday. Matt Small, Washington.
A U.S. watchdog says the U.S. is spending billions in Afghanistan, but much of it is wasted money. An early morning fire at an oil refinery complex in Philadelphia apparently sparked explosions so fierce that residents heard them and felt them. The fire said to be contained but not under control. No reports of injuries. This is AP Radio News. A new poll shows Americans are more concerned about asteroids than returning to the moon.
We are approaching the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And the White House has been talking about going back to the moon and going to Mars, as well as a new military service.
Space Force.
A new AP NORC poll shows Americans' top priority is asteroid and comet monitoring. About two-thirds say it's extremely or very important. Farther down the line of priorities, human moon and Mars expeditions. One respondent said these missions cost money. Another said, we've already been to the moon. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Rolling Stones return to the stage tonight at Chicago's Soldier Field after postponing their North American tour because frontman Mick Jagger needed some medical treatment. A second show is scheduled for Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.